Today's shir is Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Dalet. We will begin on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. In the end of our previous shir, the Gemara had quoted a brisa with identifying different situations that might have come up between the mazik doing whose animal did damage and the person and what he did with that asset, with that shor that did damage, what is acceptable, what isn't acceptable, etc. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Kodna Balichoivis, if the Mazik has debts to certain individuals, Vigbiu, they took ownership of those, of this shor HaMazik. Says the Braisa, Bein, Chav, Achloi Hizik, whether he had incurred those obligations before this animal had done this damage, Ben Hizik actually chav, or whether it happened after the obligations were there, Loyosov like klum, the Nizik has a right to go collect this animal from these bali chayvis lefish ein mishalm el megufay, because the brisa says that tam is only paid in megufay. So the Gemara analyzes this halacha and says, Bishlam Hizikat Shleichav, we could understand that if the damages took place prior, if the damages took place prior to the obligation, so the Nizik and Kadmu, the Nizik has a prior lien. And since the Nizik's lien is there prior, that's why he has a right to take his, to act on his lien. But ask the Gemara, Avachav Achle Hizik, if this obligation that the Mazik had to these Bali Chayv came first, ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Bali Chayv Kodim. So their obligations preceded the obligation that the Nizik has. And the Gemara's question is, if that's the case, why does the Nizik have a stronger claim? Bali Chayv Kodim, his claim came first. And since their claims came first, they should have first rights. And moreover, says the Gemara, even Shehizik Achleichav, even if this act of Hezik took place first, asked the Gemara, and even though his obligation came first, if the Baal Chayv Kodim, if the Baal Chayv went and seized those assets, should we bring a rai from here? Shebaal Chayv Me'ucha, Shegova Kodim Agova. There are a number of people that this person owes money to. And somebody whose debt is later took assets, even though there are people whose debt is earlier than his. Should we say, based on this Gemara, Mashagova Loigova, that what he's done is not acceptable? You have to go in order. And this is a question. Answers the Gemara, Loi. It could well be that we don't look at the order of the Bali Chayv. We don't necessarily look at the order of the Bali Chayv. And even if a later Bali Chayv came first, even if a later Bali Chayv collected first, he will get to keep what he took. Our Gemara is a very unique situation. The Nizik says to the Bali Chayv, if this animal would have been in your possession, when this damage occurred, I would have collected the damage from you. The high Torah, the Askin, Minei Mishtalim, the shor that does damage, the right to collect is from the animal itself. So it's not that I'm coming to you because I have a stronger claim or a weaker claim. That isn't the consideration, says the Nizik to this person. The consideration is that this animal is the animal that did the damage. And since this is the animal that did the damage, that's where I have the right to take my collection from. Tara Rabbanan teaches us the Braisa, Shor Shovim Asayim. If an animal is worth 200 zuz, Shenogach Shor Shovim Asayim, that attacked an animal that's worth 200 zuz. V'chavabop, and the damage is equal to Chamishim Zuz. So the victim, the animal that's the victim, is now worth 150 Zuz. And then the shavach va'oban al arba mezuz. But this animal went up now to be equal 400 zuz. Says the Gemara, the mazik cannot tell the nizik, well, I didn't really cause you any damage. Actually, your animal is worth now, even more, worth more now than it was worth when the damage took place. The nizik can respond, in Mali Azikai, had your animal not done any damage, actually, you still made damage because my animal indeed appreciated and it went from what it was originally 200 to 400, but it's very possible, had this event not occurred, it would have gone up to 100. And therefore, the mazik has to give kishas nezik. Since at the time the damage took place, the damage was, as the Gemara just described, equal to 50 zuz, so he has to give chatzi nezek is he has to give 25 zuz. Kochash, what happened if the animal that was the victim after the attack actually went down in value, and now even more than it was at the time of the altercation? As we just learned, at the time of the altercation, it was worth 150, and now it went down to 100. Says the Gemara, the way we make the evaluation is kishasa madabedin. What is it worth at the time? What is it worth at the time of when we take it to Bezdin to make the assessment? Says the Gemara, shavach hamazik. What happened if the value of the animal that did damage went up? So now the question is, the nizik makes a claim that I have a share in this animal. And since I have a share in the animal, if the value of the animal goes up, my value should go up proportionally. Says the Gemara, if it goes up in value, shavach mazik, if the animal that did the damage went up in value, we only do the evaluation kefi shas hanezek, only what it was worth at the time of the damage. And kochash, and vice versa, if that animal's value goes down, the mazik's value goes down, we look at it kefi amad bedin. We look at it that at the time of the damage, at the time of the din Torah. Now the Gemara begins to analyze this price. Amamar, we just learned in the Brisa, shavach mazik, if the animal that did the damage goes up in value, the evaluation is done nois and kishas and nizik. And the nizik, as we just finished explaining, cannot claim that he has a share in the value of the animal that did the damage. Mani, whose opinion is this? It goes back to the opinion of Rishmol that we learned in our previous year. Rishmol hi, damar b'chayv hu, that the relationship between the mazik and the nizik is the relationship of a b'chayv. The mazik owes money to the person who he damaged, but it's not that the nizik has any equity in this animal that did damage. Rishmoli, and that is the opinion of Rishmol that we discussed in our previous year, the Bam Choyfu, the relationship between the Mazik and the Nizik is the relationship of Bal Choyf. Vizuzu the Masikli, and all that he can ask for is that I owe him, that the Mazik owes money. So ask the Gemara, let's look at the next phrase. Ema Seifa, the next phrase of the Braisa was that Kochish, if the value of the animal that did the damage went down, so there the nizik does suffer. And we look at Shas Hamad Abedin. We look at how much it was worth when we have the Din Torah. And in other words, we say to the nizik, you are a partner. You have a partnership in this animal that's the mazik. And since you have a partnership, if the animal goes down, you should accordingly suffer. Whose opinion is that? Says the Gemara, also the Rekiva, that says that the relationship between the mazik and the nizik is the relationship of Shittin and Hu, that they're partners. And if it goes down, obviously, the Nizik, both partners suffer. But ask the Gemara, obviously, we have one statement, one sentence in the Braisa, where Reish, the first half of the sentence, is following the opinion of Shmuel, the Sefer of Akiva, of course, an untenable situation. Says the Gemara, the entire Braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that the Mazik and Nizik relationship is a relationship of partners. What is the case over here? The Reish is speaking about a case, Kishir Pitmai, when the Mazik fed the animal, and because the Mazik fed the animal, it went up in value. And since it was the Mazik himself who paid for the animal to be fed, so of course, only he is deserving for it to go up. Ask the Gemara, Ikish Pitmai, if that's the way we're understanding the Braisa, Emeresha, let's go back to this Braisa. The Braisa said, Shavach for Omer Abar Mezuz. If the Nizik's animal went up in value, and that's worth 400 Zuz, nice like a Shas HaNezik. The halacha is, we still only pay as much as what it was. We still look at how much were the damages at the time of the accident. But ask the Gemara, if this Braisa is speaking about a case where the animal went up in value because Shepitmai, because you invested in it. So then ask the Gemara, Tzrich Lameimer, if the Nizik invested in the animal and the animal therefore went up in value, how could the Mazik, what's the Havamina that the Mazik should have a claim to have a share in that? Answers the Gemara, Amra, Paparesh, Mishkach's law, Bein the Petume, Petume, whether we could find two ways of explaining the ratio. Whether the Nizik actually invested in causing that his animal should go up in value, being the Shevcha Mela, whether it went up on its own. It's Zuch Lashminen, and we have to teach us the Hecha, the Meshevcha Mela, that even if it went up in value without any investment on the part of the Nizik, the Hecha, the Shevcha Mela, nice look at Shasa Nizik, you still pay how much it was worth, at how much the actual damage was. Say that's the ratio. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that that clause of the Braisa only can be understood where in the first case of the Braisa could understood whether it went up by itself or the Nizik made it go up. The Sefer, the next case where the Mazik's animal went up, and we're following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that the Mazik and Nizik have the relationship of partners. So if the animal would have gone up in value on its own, then the halacha would be the Nizik has a right to make a claim. The animal went, I'm a partner in this animal. The value of the animal went up because the value of the price of animals obviously has gone up. So I deserve a share. And therefore, the only way to understand that clause is kishapitmai, if he doesn't get it, when the Bryce says he doesn't get it, is because it wasn't that it went up on its own. It went up because the Mazik invested. If the Mazik invested and the Nizik didn't participate in that investment, he doesn't deserve a part. Kochash, we learned in the Braisa that if the animal of the Nizik went down in value after the accident, we evaluated Kishas HaMadah B'din. Kochash, ask the Gemara, Kochash Machzmai, what does it mean that it went down in value? Ilema, the Kochash Machzmalocha, that the Nizik worked with this animal and he overworked the animal, and that's why the animal went down in value. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, lemele, why can the Mazik not say to the Nizik, at machashta, you caused the animal to go down in value because you worked with it. Now I have to participate in that loss. Amar Ashi, what's the Gemara is referring to a situation, the kachash machas maka. It went down because the wound it suffered caused it to keep on going down in value. And therefore, the reason the Mazik has to participate in that loss, because the Amalek, the Nizik says to the Mazik, kind of the Torah, Kavirabe, your animal that did damage, the horn of your animal that did damage is here. It's still here. And therefore, you have to be held responsible. There was a question that was brought up that somebody was told that you're going to get a significant severance if you leave your job. So he left the job and he got another job. And actually the other job was a much better job for him. It was a much better paying job, much better benefits. And the question that was asked to Rav Moshe Zatzal and Igros Moshe, Choshe Mishpat Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Zayin, was, is this person still, does the former employer have to pay severance? He says, I was going to pay severance because you're suffering, but at the end, you didn't suffer. And therefore, I don't have to pay you the severance. So it really, at first glance, says it should be similar to our Gemara, where the Nizik's animal went up in value, and the Nizik, so the Mazik says to the Nizik, your animal didn't lose any value. And the Gemara says that the Mazik will not be able to make that claim. Although we just finished the Gemara that it's not real, it's not always the case. We have to look at why it went up and why it went down and what were the circumstances. Says Rav Moshe, we can't compare the case of Nizikin to the case of severance. He says, the Torah HaKadosha says that when we speak about severance, if I let go an employee, I owe him severance. If I made a commitment that I'm going to give severance, I have to give that severance, even though at the end of the day, I actually did him a favor. Here, it's a din of Nizikin, and Nizikin have its own special rules. The Meshech Chachma says, Maka Nefesh Behema Yishalmena. And the Meshech Chachma wants to know, why does the Torah have to add the word Nefesh Behema? It should say, Maka Behema Yishalmena. So he says that we learned earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud Amud Beis that to learn the word, the Gemara explained the word Yashlamena, Yashlimena, that we learned from the Pchas Nevela Shalanizik. So the question is, and that's an obvious question in our Gemara. In our Gemara, we're learning that if the animal of the Nizik goes down in value, the Mazik and the Nizik share in that loss. And there we learned Pchas Nevela Shalanizik, that the Nizik suffers the amount that it goes down. How do we reconcile these two Gemaras? So the Meshech Chachma says, if the Nizik could have sold the animal at the earlier, and he chose to keep the animal, and while he kept the animal went down in value, that's something that the Nizik has to bear that loss. If, however, he didn't have an opportunity to sell it, he couldn't sell it, then our Gemara said, then the Sfarah that we just learned in the Gemara of Kana the Torah Kvira Bay kicks in. And that's what the Gemara says. Maka Nefesh Behema, if the animal, Nefesh Behema, that means you completely kill the animal. If you completely kill the animal, there's no point in holding on to that animal. What should you do? You should immediately sell the animal. And if you don't immediately sell the animal, it will be your fault that if it goes down, it will be the Nizik's fault if it goes down in value. However, if the animal was not completely killed, as our Gemara is discussing, so maybe the Nizik has reason to believe that it's worth holding on to the animal. In that case, where there's reason to hold on to the animal, if it goes down in value, in that case, it will be the Mazik have to participate in that loss. Says the Mishnah, Shor Shav Misayim, Shnogach Shor Shav Misayim. One animal that's worth 200 zuz attacked another animal that's 200 zuz. Vein and Nevela Yofakulum. And the animal, the carcass, has no value. Amar Meya, Azad Nemar. This is the case that the Torah says, Umachros Ashar Chai. This was a tam, and the case here, the halacha is, they sell the mazik's animal, the chatzos kaspoy, and they divide it, and that animal's worth 200, the Nizik will get 100 and the Mazik will retain 100. Amle Rehuda. So Rehuda says to Rameya, the Kain Halacha, you are actually correct that that is the Halacha. However, that is not necessarily what the Torah is speaking about. Because when you do what you just, when we speak about this situation, Kayamta, we've indeed fulfilled what the Torah Kedosh says, Machor Shor Achai, V'chatzos Kasa. However, in this case, V'loy Kayamta, we haven't fulfilled the other part of the Pasuk. And that is, V'Semeis Yechtzon, V'Gam Semeis Yechtzon, we divide the dead animal. Here, we're not dividing the dead animal at all. Vidach, v'ezer, so what is the case? It says, the Gemara, shor shav mesayim, shenagach shor shav mesayim. Both animals are worth 200, but the carcass, v'nevel yofa chamishim zuz. So the halacha is, zeh noitel chatzi achai v'chatzi ames. The Torah says that this person takes half of the value of the living animal, half the value of the dead animal. V'zeh noitel. And the same is for the other part person. Noitel chatzi achai v'chatzi ames. They each take 50%. So I saw the Melech Shloima asks. We learned earlier in our Masechta that Shein v'Regel, the Gemara suggested on Daf Chof Hayam and Beis, Shein v'Regel should be chayv m'shus rabim because we should make a kavachayim for Karen. If Karen is chayv in Rishus HaRabim. If Karen is Chayiv in Rishus HaRabim, they only pay Chatzi Nezik, certainly B'Shein V'Regel. So the Gemara said, it may be a good Kal V'Chaymer, but the Pasuk says, V'Chaytzu as Kaspoi, Kaspoi Shal Zeh, V'Lai Kaspoi Shal Acher. To teach us that the Halacha of paying in the Rishus HaRabim only applies by Karen, not B'Shein V'Regel. So asks the Melech Shloima, how could Rav Yehuda just now in our Mishnah use this pasuk to teach us another halacha? Answers the Melech Shloima, the pasuk doesn't say the word yechtzun. The Torah says yechtzun with that extra nun. Since the pasuk uses the extra nun, we're able to learn two halachas. The halacha that we learned earlier in our Masechta, and this halacha that we just learned now as well. An animal that's worth Masayim did damage to another animal that's worth Masayim. The Nevel Yofa Chamishim Zuz, and the Nevel is worth 50 Zuz. So, as we just learned in the Mishnah, the Aloch is Zed Noitel Chatzi Achai V'Chatzi Ameis, the Zed Noitel Chatzi Achai V'Chatzi Ameis, and says Rabbi Yehuda, V'Zed Shar Omer B'Torah, that's the case that the Torah was referring to, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei, however, says, that is not the case that the Torah is referring to. Elo, what is the case? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mazik has to take part of the Nizik. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rameya, the Nizik takes the entire Nevela. And now, after he takes the Nevela, that's when we begin making the calculation. Elo, he says, Shor Shav Mesayim, Shenagach L'Shor Shav Mesayim, and the Torah is speaking about a case as our Mishnah began, Veda Nevela Yofa Klum. That's where, says Rameya, Alzeh Nemar Mokra Shor Achai V'Chitzos Kaspoi. Aye, what do we do? El Manim Kaim V'Sameis Yechtzun. What do we do with that? Says the Gemara, P'chash Shepachzu Misa, the amount that the animal went down, and we pay chatzi nezek, we take that out from the mazik, from the animal that did the damage. Michti. So ask the Gemara. Bein l'Rameya, both according to Rameya, who says that the nezek takes the whole nevela for himself. A bein Rabbi Yehuda, that the mazik and the nezek share a nevela. They're both going to end up with the same amount. So what is the practical Gemara? The Gemara wants to know, what is the practical nafkamina? Amarava, chas nevela kamenayu. The machlokes is if the animal went down in value. Ramei sovar, as we mentioned earlier in our shir, chas nevela the nizakava. The cost that the animal went down in value, that loss is completely borne by the Nizik. Rabbi Yehuda Sof of Chasten Vezla, the Mazik have a palga. The Mazik shares in that depreciation. Omle Abaya, so says Abaya to Rava, if that's the way you're going to explain, Im kemet sinler Rabbi Yehuda, tam chamem amoyed. Then it turns out that we're treating a tam more stringently than we treat a mu'ud. For we learned earlier on Daf Yom Beis that p'chas nevela, the nizik. If the nevela goes down, the nizik carries that whole burden. And here we're learning that that's by a mu'ud. And here we're learning by a tam, which is always treated not as strictly as a mu'ud, the mazik has to share. Says the Maravichitei Mahachinami, if you're going to say indeed that that is the halacha, and we'll be able to say that, because we have a precedent to show that Rabbi Yehuda, in certain situations, is stricter with a tam than with a mu'ud. We're going to learn in a Mishnah Mitzvah Shem on Daf Mem Hei Amabeis, regarding somebody who was watching somebody's animal and did not do the proper job in watching the animal, and that's why the animal went and did damage. Rabbi Yehuda Mitam Chayif, if it was an animal that was a tam that the shomer was watching, you'll be held responsible. Mu'ud potter. But it was a mu'ud, you'll not be responsible. And the Gemara over there explains what is the explanation in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda holds, stam shvarim b'cheska shimer kaimi. People don't have to really spend a lot of time watching their animals. What does the Torah mean when the Torah says you have to watch a tam? The Torah is going out of its way to say that you have to watch a tam, a shmira me'ula. But says Rabbi Yehuda, that halacha, that when you're watching an animal, you have to do a shmira me'ula, was only said by a tam and not by a mu'ud. So that's where we have already a precedent that Rabbi Yehuda stricter by a tam, tam chayiv. If the shomer didn't do a shomer me'ula, a shmira me'ula by the tam, he'll be responsible. By mu'ud potter, says the Gemara, that has nothing to do with what we're discussing in our shiur today. Eimer the shamad leil Rabbi Yehuda. Where did Rabbi Yehuda take that point? Linya shmira. It's regarding the halacha of shmira. The ksivik kroy, the psukim teach us what is the required shmira. However, linyan tashlumim, here we're speaking about payment obligations. Mishamtlei, ask the Gemara Varatanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the pasuk says, the machos ashar achai, the chitzu is kaspoi, the gamas ameis yechtsun, yochu shar shava mona. We would think that an animal that's worth 100, which is 25 sloim, shenagach shar shava chamei sloim, that the damage to an animal that's worth chamei sloim, and nevela yofa sela, and the cork and the carcass is worth a sela. So at the end of the day, the damage that was done equaled 4 sela. We would think, says the Bryce, zen noitel chatzia chai v'chatzia meis, the mazik takes half of the chai and half of the meis, the nizik takes the loss of chatzia chai v'chatzia meis. So it turns out, if that will be the case, that the nizik ends up with more money than he started with. Because if he's going to take chatzia meis and chatzia chai, we're going to end up with him getting 13 sloim, when in the beginning he only had 5 sloim. Amrit, that's impossible. V'chi mu'ud l'mayotza. If the Torah is saying that that's going to be the case when a tam does damage, a mu'ud doesn't have that halacha. So turn out that l'hachmalov, when the Torah distinguished between a tam and mu'ud, what was the Torah trying to accomplish? To be makel or ma'amed. So ask the Gemara, but the way you're learning now, the way you're explaining the pasuk, it'll turn out that mu'ud ain't a mishalim al mishazik. What does the mu'ud pay? Nezik shalim. And here, the tam, which is less, is going to end up paying. The nizik's going to end up profiting, and the mazik's going to end up losing so significant, like Koshkein, it can't be that way. Ella Amr Rabbi Yochanan, what is the subject of the machlokes? Shvach nevela ikabineyo. What will happen if the nevela went up in value after the time of damage? The Masover, Rameyer holds the Nizakava, that appreciation completely belongs to the Nizak. Omasover and Rabbi Yehuda holds Palga, they divide it. And says the Gemara, and now we could understand a question Rabbi Yehuda asked. They asked on Rabbi Yehuda. Hashtag the Amrit, says the Gemara, now that we learned that Chos Rachmana lay the Mezik, the Torah has compassion to the Mazik, the Shokla B'Shvachai, that he gets half of the profit, Yochel Shor Shavach HaMeisloim. So let's think this through. What would be the halach of an animal that's worth HaMeisloim, Shnagach Shor Shavamana, that did damage to an animal that is worth 100 zuz, which is 25 sloim. Venevela, and the carcass of this animal is Yofa Chamishim Zuz, 50 zuz, which is 12 and a half sloim. Shezen Noitel Chatzia Chai V'Chatzia Meis, Rabbi Yehuda, you hold that the division is done. The Zen Noitel Chatzia Chai V'Chatzia Meis, the Zen Noitel Chatzia Chai V'Chatzia Meis. Each one of them is going to take 2.5 zuz sloim from the living animal, because it was worth 5 sloim, and they're going to take 6.25 from the dead animal. So what's going to happen? That the person who was the mazik started off with an animal that's worth 5 sloim, and now he ends up with almost 10 sloim. And of course, we asked Rabbi Yehuda, Amrit, does this make any sense? Heichametzinu, where in the Torah do we find a precedent, the maskin nisker, that if somebody who did damage should deserve to profit? Doesn't make any sense. V'oimer, and as a raya, continues the Bryce in saying against Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk says, Shalem Yishalem Shor Tachzashor. The fact that the Torah says, Shalem Yishalem, from here we learn, the Balam Shalem, somebody who's a mazik is only has to take money out of his pocket, vein ba'alam noitlam. But we can't have a situation that they profit from having caused the damage. So ask them, amai va'oimer, why did the pasuk have to say shalom yishalim? Isn't it obvious, says the Gemara, that if a person caused damage, he shouldn't profit from it? V'chi teima, if we'll say, hanimili, when is that the case? We can't have a situation where a mazik will profit and the nizik ends off with a loss. That is untenable. But maybe in a case, the Gemara is suggesting, where the nizik doesn't suffer a loss. Kigoin, because as we just described the case, but now it went up in value. So now the Nizik is not losing any money because he ends up with what he started with. So maybe we would think Shokel Nami Mazik B'Shivcha, the Mazik should get a share in that appreciation. That's why I'm a Shalom Yishalim. Shibalim Shalmim, Vein Balim Neitchim. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Omalei Rav Achba Tachlif L'Rov, Imken, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that explains when the Pasuk says, V'kam Es Ameis, Yechtsun, that we divide the value of the living animal and the dead animal, but seeing Rabbi Yehuda, we could have a situation where the tam is mishaling, the tam will end up paying yotze mechatzi nezek. What would be the case? Where the animal that's worth 50 zuz did damage to an animal that's worth 40 zuz, and the carcass is worth 20 zuz. If we're going to divide the animal that did the damage, which is 25-25, and we're going to divide the carcass, which is worth 20, so each one is going to get 10. That means each one is going to end up with a value of 35. And turns out that the mazik is paying more than chatzi nezik. And the Torah, because the nezik was 30, and chatzi nezik is 15. And the Torah says, asks the Gemara, "Umachus Hashar Chayv Chitzos Kape." Answers the Gemara, "Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree that when the pasuk says "gamas meis yechzon pach mechzon misa machzon b'chai," what the pasuk means to say is that we look at how much this carcass, how much this animal is worth less when it's dead now, and than when it's alive. And what the pasuk means to say is that by dividing by taking the value of the animal and dividing it, he'll be able, the Nizik will be able to get half of what he lost. That's what the Mazik will have to pay. And that will only be in a case, explained the Mefarshim, when they both worth the same. Menole, says the Gemara, the pasuk could only be explained where the two animals were equal. Ask the Gemara, where do we know this? Menole answers the Mashikosov, we're going to say because the pasuk says the gamas ameis yachzon hafker Rabbi Yehuda l'zeh noitel chatzi chay v'chatzi ameis v'zeh noitel chatzi chay v'chatzi ameis. M. Cain says the Gemara, if the pasuk was not coming to teach us the halach we just learned nichtav kra, it would be adequate for the pasuk to say v'sameis v'may v'gam. Why did Torah come to say the word v'gam? Shmamino tarti, that the Torah is coming to teach us that if the nevela goes up in value, provided that the mazik is paying chatzi nezik, he gets half of that value. Yesh chayv ma'aser shara. There are situations that if an animal did damage, you will be held responsible. But pata ma'aser atzmai, you would not be held responsible for the human did this. And there, vice versa, pata ma'aser shara, if an animal does damage, you will not be held responsible for chayv ma'aser atzmai, but you'll be chayv if you did the damage. And the Gemara, Mishnah explains, Ketzad, Shara Shabayish, if an animal did something that causes embarrassment, Potter. V'hu Shabayish, if a person does something, certainly deliberately, to embarrass, he'll be Chayiv. Shara Shasimas Ein Avdoi, if an animal caused somebody's Evakanani eye become blind, or Hippel Shinoi, or he cut, or he knocked out his tooth, Potter, then the owner would not be held responsible. However, if the owner, Simas Ein Avdoi V'Hitl Shinoi, if he knocks out the teeth or the eye, then he will, then the halach is that he'll be potter. And here the chiddush is that if an owner does damage to his Evkanani, he's held responsible to the degree that he ever goes free. But if the owner's animal does damage to that owner's Evid, he's exempt. Shor shechava b'avimai, if one's animal damaged a parent, chayiv, he's chayiv. Hu shechava b'imai, but if he does damage to his parents, chas v'shalom, potter. Why? Because somebody who chas v'shalom attacks a parent is chayiv misa, and since he's chayiv misa, the rule of kimlei d'rabbanei kicks in, and he doesn't have to pay. Shor shedlikas agadosh b'shabbos, if somebody's animal burnt somebody's wheat on Shabbos, he's chayiv for the damages. Who should look as a god for Shabbos? If somebody burns somebody else's property on Shabbos, he'll be potter. For putting on a fire on Shabbos, yichayiv misa. And since yichayiv misa, the rule of kim lebed rabim ne kicks in, and you wouldn't be chayiv any moment.